Welcome to this episode of Consider It Blacklit. I am Kim Singleton, your host, and for those of you tuning in for the first time, Consider It Blacklit highlights films, television programs, and stage plays featuring African Americans up front and behind the scenes. We also discuss social issues as it relates to some of these programs and how they may or may not impact our communities. So thank you for tuning in, and we hope you continue to tune in each week. Today, it is my pleasure to have two film students. They're very special to me because they are two of my sorority sisters. They are currently studying their craft in filmmaking and acting. Please welcome Savannah Mae Rust and Navi Dixon. Welcome, ladies.
Hi, it's so nice being here. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, it's definitely my pleasure. So let's start off by telling our audience who you are. Just give a little bit about your background, where you go to school, what you're studying, where you're from. We'll start with Savannah.
Hi, everyone. My name is Savannah Mae Rust, and I'm a junior at Columbia University, where I major in film and media studies. And I'm currently from Providence, Rhode Island, but I also grew up, you know, in and out of New York as well because my dad is from Harlem. So right now I'm in my dorm in New York City, and I'm very creative oriented and definitely a huge, huge fan of the amazing Black women in Hollywood who've, you know, inspired me and helped me along this journey. So it's an honor to be here.
Awesome. Navi, your turn.
Hi, everyone. My name is Navi Dixon. I am a senior at NYU Tisch studying drama. And while I am also in my dorm room in New York City, I am from Houston, Texas. And I have been in the arts for a very, very long time. I started in choirs, singing, and then I transitioned to dance while still being in choir. And then from that, I transitioned to musical theater. And now I am where I am at NYU, and I'm very grateful for my journey.
So tell our audience, how young were you when you knew you wanted to do what you're doing right now and you knew you wanted to go to college for it? Navi, why don't you start this time?
Yeah, so it's going to be a shock. I actually realized I wanted to be an actress when I was 17 years old. So like right before I got into college, I had seen a musical, Hamilton to be specific, and I fell in love. I was like, okay, I know how to sing, I know how to dance, and all I need to do is learn how to act. And I wanted to be an actress since then. I wanted to be on stage and really just portray all that I can do.
What about you, Savannah? How young were you when you knew you wanted to be a filmmaker?
That's a great question, because I feel like for a very long time, I always had an inkling, but I always was more creative writing oriented and more journalism oriented, but I also love the visual arts. You know, my dad growing up in New York went to shows on Broadway, and as well as my grandparents who are Jamaican immigrants, and you know, in Harlem they would always go to jazz shows and also, you know, off-Broadway plays. And so putting two and two together and putting my love of writing and putting my love of film, I realized that I wanted to be a screenwriter when I was 17, similar to Navi. And then I realized that I actually wanted to go a step further and be a director and not limit myself to one aspect of the arts. And I think that's really important for me because I was always humanities oriented ever since I was a little girl. Like, my brain just always worked in the way of, you know, the arts and visual storytelling. And that was my way of communicating and expressing myself. So that's definitely been something lifelong. But I will say when I was 17 is when I realized I wanted to definitely possibly concentrate in film, and now it's my full major. So I definitely adapted to that point where I just love it full time.
So you're both in college. Talk to us about your experience in college in terms of how you think it is preparing you to go forward in your career after you graduate. Savannah, why don't we start with you?
Yeah, absolutely. That's another great question, because I feel like college is a huge part of why I wanted to be a filmmaker, because I'm surrounded by so many creatives. You know, going to Columbia University, being in New York City, our film program is really fantastic and really worthwhile. And I have so many resources at my fingertips, not even just with this university, but outside, you know, in New York City, and being able to work with, you know, actors like Navi at NYU Tisch. You know, it's been great because I feel like I have the whole city at my fingertips. And I think that coming into New York City as a freshman was a little challenging, even just being from Rhode Island, which is not too far away. And even though I have family from here, it's not the same thing as living here. So I feel like adapting to that and realizing, it's made me a lot stronger, even more ambitious. It's made me push myself to reach my goals and to be able to network and connect with people like you both on this Zoom call has just really like pushed me and motivated me to be like the best person I can be and put my goals at the forefront with film. So I will say it was just gonna make me stronger coming out of college. It's just gonna make me wanna, move to LA or stay in New York or, wherever the wind takes me, have that confidence to be able to be a filmmaker and find my voice and find my stories.
Navi, what about you? How's your college experience helping you prepare you for your career?
Yeah, so I would be a liar if I said that this was easy. Oh my goodness. This has been hard. This has been a little bit of a fight. I have faced, unfortunately, a lot of adversity being at this school. And I'm not saying it's the school's fault at all, but more so the people that are in the school. And I've had to prove in myself time and time again that I belong here, that I deserve to be here, because that is often the thing that is projected onto me. So with that being said, the acting business is very rough and tough, and it's very ungrateful, very unmerciful. It is hard. And I feel like the one thing that I do have that I have kept with me for the past 4 years is my resilience and the need to strive and the need to continue going despite everything else that's going on around me. And that resilience that I have gained and picked up over the past 4 years has stuck with me. And while the business might be rough and tough, I know I can fight my way through no matter what happens.
Wow, hang in there, girl.
It has been all bad. Don't get me wrong. It has been all bad, but
But it's
it's
just
definitely,
challenging. Yeah.
it's been very challenging, yes.
So I think you made a good point because you're basically saying, people look at people who want to be actresses and they only look at, oh, they're on the screen. It looks so glamorous. But basically, what you're saying is a lot of hard work and it's a lot of challenges. And it's not as easy as people may see on the outside.
Yeah, no, it's not. People just think that like acting is just like memorizing lines and then going to say them. Like, no, there's a lot that goes into it, and there are a lot of personalities on those sets, and oh, and there are some big ones. So you got to really try to maneuver it all.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing that. Savannah, I want to talk to you about your film project. You just completed a short film. Congratulations to you. That is a huge accomplishment. I mean, when we see things on the screen, we think it's easy, but a lot goes into it. So I know it's part of your school assignment. Why don't you share with us what was the assignment? Did you accomplish what you set out to do?
Thank you so much for those kind words. I really appreciate it. So, for my film production class at Barnard College, I was tasked with creating for my final project a 5 to 8 minute short film, a narrative short. It could be a short of any kind, any genre, horror, thriller, romance, drama, action, you name it. But I really took that creative freedom to heart to express an experience that I went through personally, a traumatic experience that I feel like needed to be shared, to spread my experience, but also to share with people who may have gone through something similar, and also share the stories that necessarily aren't always told, but also show the tension between one couple to show that, it is what you see on screen is not always reality, and it is not always the parts of us that we want to show people that are shown. And I feel like that being expressed really shows just humanity. And so I was tasked with coming up with taking two people, two actors, Navi and Xavier Jefferson, who's not here, but was a huge role, in this film, in this project, and showing their chemistry on screen. And they really did that really well. It was about a couple who was mugged and went through a traumatic incident and how they were able to navigate that and get through it. And so I feel like a lot of the times, as couples, as people, we want to maintain a front of we're good, we're getting through life, we're perfect all the time, but that's not the truth and that's not real. And so there's a beautiful vulnerability, I feel like, to both characters. And that's what I really wanted to showcase was, how to empathize with these two characters, even though, maybe one was more, brutal, honest than the other, maybe a little bit more blunt, and maybe the other one was a bit more timid and maybe couldn't express their emotions. But both characters do love each other. It's just how they express it after this incident that has changed and shifted. And so that's what I really wanted to showcase. And that was my project.
Navi, tell us what personal experience did you bring to that particular character in the short film?
Yes. I really connected with the prayer a lot because, as you can hear in the prayer, she does talk about, wanting people to surround her that really love and care for her and that can guide Sabrina on this journey of life. And I oftentimes do seek those things myself. I just pray to God all the time, like, bring someone in that can love me and care for me and really just give me the things that I feel like I deserve. And that to me is very personal and very powerful. And the fact that, Sav was able to articulate that in her screenplay is amazing. So I just definitely took a lot of my own prayers into this.
That's great. Savannah, why don't you talk a little more about some of the challenges that you faced putting this project together? Like I said before, when people see it on the screen, they just automatically think it's easy if you're not in the business. But talk to us about some of the challenges.
Yeah, so some of the challenges definitely included, our mic missing. I remember on set and having to work through that. And thank God for Navi and Xavier and Carrie G, who was our sound design and set person and cast and crew. And she was very helpful, as well as Navi, in calming me down, maintaining my composure, because it was my first time directing, besides a few directing exercises that I had done before. I did a short with my friends at Howard called The King of Howard, and then I did another short about a couple in a park in Riverside, actually, where we shot, and it was called Back and Forth. So I'm definitely interested in the couple dynamic and exploring that further and the human dynamic and just exploring morality, humanity, human feelings and emotions. And so that was a very real emotion that I experienced, was anxiety, because you can't, for anyone who knows, who's in the film industry or getting into the film industry, even if they're a, editor, software editor, sound design person, videographer, you can't shoot without a mic because, the background sound will, be picked up. And for editing purposes, it's a lot easier to shoot with a mic. So, and I wanted to make sure, Navi's prayer was completely and utterly, said with quiet background. And so we could feel her emotion, which she brought so eloquently through. And I feel like going through that was the hardest part of shooting, and also maintaining, energy levels. That's why I brought food, because I wanted to ensure that my actors, kept up their energy levels, because they're bringing a lot to the table and I couldn't have done it without them. So those are the challenges, I would say, of the day, and just maintaining that vision, because I had a certain vision going in, but some props were missing as well. So I had to, shift my thoughts to figure out how I wanted to execute this. But I feel like everything at the end of the day was executed really well. And I'm really proud of myself and proud of my cast and crew and the work that we all did. And I would love to work with Navi in the future as well. So.
That's great. So, as a film student, and I don't know if this is common with all the students, how do you find your cast and crew? Is it fellow students? Do you do auditions? How did that work for you?
That's a great question. So going forward, I definitely want to, prepare more scripts for people to do read-throughs, in person as well. But I definitely know that with my final project, things were definitely rushed because of Barnard IMATS and having to check out equipment while everyone was doing their final project. So it was definitely like a lot of overlap in terms of, structure, scheduling, all of that on that forefront. But with Navi, we did a read through, through the phone, which was amazing. She killed it. She did amazing. And you could really feel that emotion. And I actually asked Navi her opinion on male leads, because I wanted Navi. I knew that Navi was going to be my lead woman, and I knew that she wanted to. And so I was like, let me find someone that has great chemistry with Navi, or that Navi feels comfortable working with, because I want to ensure that everyone on my set feels comfortable. So then I started DMing actors that she sent me, and I found Xavier, and I was really interested in his monologue that he did of The Wire, and he posted that on his Instagram. And so now I feel like a lot of things have become very social media focused, and it's been helpful for me because as a director, I get to quickly, view people's monologues, people's shorts, people's snippets of their talents. And it's been, a beautiful process of navigating, through NYU students, Columbia students, Barnard students, and being able to meet new people and new actors. So.
Yeah, that's great. So, there may be a lot of high school students out there thinking about studying the arts, acting, or filmmaking. What advice would you give them? Navi, let's start with you.
Yeah. Hope you know, Kim, I'm very truthful and I'm a little blunt. So,
We
anyone
like
who
that.
we like that? Okay. I'm not gonna hold back then. If anyone wants to be an actress or an actor or anything in the performing arts, just know what you're getting yourself into. I think that's the best advice. While yes, there's a lot of glitz and glamour, and you see people like Zendaya, Viola Davis, Danielle Brooks, like all of these amazing, beautiful Angela Bassett, so I had to say her. All these beautiful people who can act and really show out for their community and for diversity, but it takes a lot to get there. It takes a lot. It takes a climb, genuinely a climb. And sometimes you might fall, but you have to get back up. And just learning how to maintain that determination and maintain that resilience in wanting to do what you want to do. Also, dream as much as you can, and dream with no limits. One thing that actually Xavier and I were talking about, because I am applying for my master's right now for acting, he was trying to tell me that, you seem like you have dreams, but there seems to be no grounding. And I said, yeah, no, because I'm looking at the moon. Why would I look at the ground when I'm trying to aim for the moon?
I like that. What's your advice, Savannah?
Navi, that was beautifully said. And my advice would be, don't be afraid to try other aspects of the arts first. And that is something that I realized, because I feel like as a writer and as a creative writing major before, for my first 2 years of college, that only prepared me further for the film industry and for my filmmaking journey. And I feel like a lot of the times we limit ourselves to one focus or one area because we're really passionate about it, which, yes, I'm 100% passionate about film. And I've been waiting for that person to give me that shot. But then I'm realizing maybe I should just take it. Maybe I should just take that shot for myself. As Navi said, reach for the moon. And so, as back to the moon, reach for the moon. I definitely feel like that had, an element to play in why I titled it that, specific phrase or specific title, because I feel like the moon can represent a lot of things for different people. It can be have a lot of different connotations. And so as a filmmaker, I feel like writing, playwriting, music, arts, visual arts, painting, drawing, it all helps because it all is a aspect of the human experience that will allow yourself to be more creative and more vulnerable and seek inspiration from different aspects of life. So that's my advice.
So, I would like to thank you ladies for joining me today. I know I'm looking at the next Viola Davis and Ava DuVernay. So, everyone out there who's interested in studying filmmaking or acting, please, take their advice, do your research, know what you're getting into. And thank you ladies so much for sharing your experience with us. So, everyone else, consider yourself blacklit. Thank you.